Sports, a presentation of Wyoming Building Supply and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange in Buffalo. It's 45 minutes after 7 o'clock. Bob with you and the crew. Julie, James, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are we doing today?
Really good.
Beautiful day, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and last night was nice. No wind.
Wasn't it, though?
Yeah.
It's gorgeous. Nice.
We are expecting snow, I believe, though.
Yeah, tomorrow's
Wednesday
snow.
And tomorrow.
All right.
Tonight today and tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. Hello.
Good morning, James.
Good morning, James.
Yeah. Hello. Hello.
1452, painter, inventor, Leonardo da Vinci was born on this date.
1452.
Mm-hmm. Mona Lisa, The Last Supper. Yeah, all those good things.
Madonna of the Rocks, I believe. Bunch of them.
1800, explorer Sir James Clark Ross discovered the magnetic North Pole.
Huh.
Nice job, James.
Cool.
Yeah. And a James at that, too.
Yeah.
1738, the bottle opener is invented. Doesn't say who.
I wonder what they did before.
I know.
Always my question.
Yeah. Carried an open container.
Yeah, I guess.
It was a screw cap.
Yeah. Just slammed it against something.
A cork.
Yeah, something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dirt plugged in the hole. Yeah. I don't know.
A rock.
Right, a rock. 1770, Joseph Priestley discovers that a piece of rubber could erase lead made from pencils. So he coined the word eraser.
We had eraser.
We had eraser.
Pencil appreciation.
I know.
Yeah. Something last
different
week.
People were all involved in the pencil, you know. And it is pencil day, by the way.
Pencil is all the hot stuff.
It's rubber eraser day, actually.
Okay.
1817, the first American school for the deaf opens Hartford, Connecticut on this date.
Cool.
Yeah. 1861, 3 days after the attack on Fort Sumter, President Lincoln declares a state of insurrection and called out Union troops on this date. And in 1865, President Lincoln dies at 7:22 a.m., hours after he was wounded at Ford's Theater by John Wilkes Booth. Andrew Johnson becomes the 17th U.S. president at that time.
I didn't realize it was the same day as when Fort Sumter was attacked.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I had no idea.
Me either.
4 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. That was probably what Booth was probably thinking that same thing. He probably planned that, I would imagine.
Well, it was four James years later, Booth. Wasn't it?
That's what I'm saying. Is yeah. He was like, probably planned it for that date, I would imagine.
Okay.
4 years later. 1878, Harley Proctor develops ivory soap.
Procter & Gamble?
Yes.
Hmm.
1878. 1892, General Electric formed a merger with Edison Electric Light Company and other firms and incorporated in New York City.
Cool.
Yeah. And 1912, on this date, 3 hours after hitting the iceberg, the Titanic sinks. On this
3 hours. A long time.
3 hours. 3 hours is a long time to be in peril like that.
And then the thing I was thinking about is the only light source they had was the ship, and then once it was gone, total darkness.
I know.
Yeah.
Right.
Freezing cold water, total darkness. The only thing you got now is the stars.
Okay.
Can't even imagine.
I know.
Yeah,
no,
sorry.
You can't imagine
that exhibit in Denver, you walk through everything like from start to finish, and in the end, they have these boats, and the room is temperature controlled, and it'd be really cold, and you sit there, and you watch the Titanic sink, and then it goes to pitch black. It's pretty cool. Anyway.
Can't do that.
Valerie Lee Hayes, one of three living actors who worked on The Wizard of Oz, passed away Sunday, the age of 94. She was 7 when she portrayed a munchkin. You can't miss her as Dorothy skips her way out of Munchkin Land. So look for the little blonde munchkin wearing pink and green.
Hmm.
And that was Valerie Hayes, and she passed away this past Sunday at the age of 94. Among all that snow.
Yeah.
I wonder if they gave her a lot of uppers to dodge
the asbestos. And, yeah.
Child labor.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
A little different back then.
Yes, it was. Oh.
It's probably a great job back then, actually.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, this sounds something right out of a horror movie, but it actually happened. A Kentucky man had been declared brain dead, suddenly woke up on the operating table, just as doctors were preparing to harvest his organs.
Ooh!
T.J. T. T.J. Hoover, hospitalized after a drug overdose that led to a cardiac arrest. Doctors told his family showed signs of brain death. And because he was an organ donor, preparations were being made for organ retrieval. But then came the unthinkable. According to witnesses, he began moving, thrashing, crying on the table. Clear signs he was alive.
They probably didn't use like anesthesia because they think he's brain dead.
Yeah.
The shocking scene caused immediate chaos. Medical staff halted the procedure. One surgeon refused to continue after seeing him. What are you just chicken?
Yeah.
Well, why would you continue? Why would buddy, too late.
Yeah, no.
This is already.
They're like, we're going to have to actually kill you so we can get those organs out.
Even more unsettling, though, family members say that an earlier warning sign. He opened his eyes earlier, and they said, what is that? And they said, oh, that's just a reflux.
Interesting.
It's a reflex.
Yeah.
But when he started screaming, they thought there might be something going on.
Procedure that was the waking point.
The procedure was canceled. He was sent home under the expectation he wouldn't survive. He did. He's still alive today.
Wait, when was that?
It does not say.
But like recent, right? Because they're harvesting organs.
Right.
He was brain dead.
How was he? And then he woke up.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
His brain function.
I'm going to look him
injured of some kind.
They said he's facing some serious challenges with mobility.
Okay,
and
I was going to say.
Yeah. But it has sparked controversy.
Okay, I want to know how far into the harvesting they were. Yeah. They have to put everything back.
Because I know if you're
a drug overdose,
detective in another life, Julie. Yeah, I'm just kind of curious.
I want to know the rest of the story.
I know. It is. Yeah, you do, right?
So hand me that piece of paper.
I know that if you're
here, you go, Julie.
It's only like 30.
Stay tuned because tomorrow we're going to
have a dossier report on it.
It's only like 30 seconds where your brain can be
not very long
out cold, essentially, before there's like serious repercussions. I think, or
no,
something
that's
like that.
Not true.
I thought that was.
I'll talk more about that
fact.
Tomorrow too.
Thank you, Dr. Julie.
Yeah.
And looking at Wyoming history, how about if we move on? 1931, the first commercial air route was established in Wyoming.
Wow, seriously?
Yes. 1931. On this stage. You guys ready for some trivia today?
Sure.
All right, here we go. If your car is a sunroof, your car has a sunroof, doesn't it, James?
Sure.
Your truck doesn't.
Do trucks have sunroofs?
Are you going to ask how many people use their sunroof? Because I'm saying 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
50%.
What?
I never use.
Yeah,
I never use.
I honestly, you said yours has a sunroof, right, James? And sure, I'll nod my ass.
You know,
in agreement.
I think it's a cool selling feature.
Yeah,
and I think, wow, it's got a sunroof. That's way cool. But then you never use it.
Right. When I had one, I never used it.
Yeah,
it's not.
I know you don't. Okay, maybe some people do. Well, 50% of people do. How many people around the world share your exact birthday? Wow. Nine million
wow.
people.
Jeez.
Wow.
I believe that.
9 million times 365 days a year.
Go ahead. What do you think it is?
Okay. Quick math in your head there.
And that's how many people are on the planet.
All right. When it comes to sleep, how many pillows does the average man or woman use?
Two.
Two, says James. Two, says Julie. Men, two. Women, say four.
What? Huh. Okay. It must be like body pillows.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Pillow's a pillow, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the national animal of Scotland?
National animal of Scotland. Grouse.
Certain things make you break out in
sheep.
In accents like Julie just did.
Sheep, goat.
A European fallow deer.
No. The unicorn.
Okay. Well, that's cheating. Well, thanks, Scotland.
Yeah. Wow. The unicorn. Okay.
It's not an actual animal.
Yeah. They're cheating.
Right. Okay. What animal kills more people each year? Sharks or cows?
Cows. Famously cows.
Cows, yes. Very good.
Famously cows.
How many times per day does the average person check their phone?
Oh.
How many times a day?
Dozens? Yeah. 24
100.
Times a day?
100 times.
100 times 100 a day?
Times. 100 times.
Yeah, that's probably, I think everybody wants to say that they do it less.
Just do that consecutively. Just look at your phone off and on 100 exactly. times in a row.
Well, like, so I do it because I don't have any notifications. I don't have it beeping, or so I'll just check it.
Oh, you just check it.
Yeah.
Okay. How many insects or spiders are you going to swallow in your lifetime while you're sleeping?
Oh, lifetime?
This actually happened to me not just recently.
Yeah. It happens to everybody.
Happens to everybody.
No.
You just woke up. I
just woke up because I felt it in my mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
I don't know. It was a little spider.
You chewed it and swallowed it down. You said, all right, I got to go back to bed.
Got my protein for the night.
I don't know.
40.
Eight.
Eight?
Just eight? That's it? Lifetime? That's, eight? Yeah. Well, I thought it would have been more than that.
Go into the hundreds.
Yeah.
I think it was a box elder bug, actually.
I mean, they're everywhere around here.
I was outside just prior to that, and I went right to bed. I think it hit me in the head and
landed on
me, and then they didn't.
That's gross.
I know, right?
I've had them crawling. I've had the earwigs before, and those are awful.
Yeah.
Because then you wake up, they'll flutter their wings, and it's right next to your eardrum, and it sounds like a F-15 is flying over your head. And it's 3 a.m.
Everybody is like grabbing their ear.
I know, right? Everybody's going, oh man, can we change the subject? Okay, what's the only food that never spoils ever?
Honey.
Yeah, honey.
Very good. We talked about that.
Yeah, we did.
As long as there's no added sugar.
We were talking about, no added sugar.
Can't add sugar.
All right. Animals' fingerprints are so similar to humans, this particular animal. Crime investigators say it can be confusing. What is that animal?
Gorilla.
That's a good guess.
Fingerprints?
Koalas.
Oh.
Hmm.
Huh.
Sure.
I had somebody say to me the other day, so yeah, I know, I learn something every day.
I know you can use,
right?
There are hospitals, I guess, that use pigs to clean blood through a human body, through a pig's body, and then back out.
Wow.
That's because their circulatory systems are so similar to ours, so they'll run it through pig and then back out into us. Isn't that weird?
Yes.
That is weird, right?
Yeah,
hey, thanks for showing up. Appreciate you guys.
I was moving on.
Thanks, guys.
No,
all right.
I was looking at the next trivia question.
Yep. Next
I was
thing.
Visualizing thanks, James. How this is set up. Like, is he sitting right next to you?
Yeah, well, you're passed out. They bring
eating
a pig in. It's not, it's like a last,
bed?
It's like a last ditch kind of thing. Okay. If you don't have like the normal ways to do it.
Longest mullet hairstyle ever, James. Ever recorded.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
I was just going to say that.
No. How long do you think it was?
Down to his feet.
Whatever answer it is bad.
5 feet, 8 inches.
Oh, so probably.
That's terrible.
Down to his feet.
Definitely.
Wow.
Close to, yeah.
Yeah.
Tops of feet.
What age do most people start drinking coffee?
13.
16.
Huh.
I did not start drinking coffee.
That's late for me, to be honest. I would assume it would have been earlier.
I didn't start drinking coffee until I was in college.
Oh, I started younger.
And then drank a lot of it.
It is, yeah.
Particularly around finals week, yes. Slowest moving fish. It has an interesting appearance.
Angelfish.
I'm going to say grouper.
Or anglerfish.
Representing Greek mythology.
Representing Greek mythology.
I'm out on that one. James, over to you.
Representing Greek mythology. I don't know. Grouper. An eel?
Seahorse.
No.
Seahorses are the coolest, aren't they?
I wasn't even thinking of seahorses. Yeah.
I always wondered, though, you know those packages that you can buy?
Yeah.
When I was growing up, and the seahorses are supposedly in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are those fake?
We grew those for Grace.
No, those are real. Those are real.
Coulter stopped them.
Real living.
Knocked them over.
Yeah. Real living beings.
Destroyed
just
Grace's
killed them all.
How can they be in a package, though?
Because they're tiny. They're like, they don't. They're like hatched in the water, essentially.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're weird.
That is weird, because I always wondered how that worked.
Remember, it used to be on the back of comic books and things like that.
Yeah, that's
they're
the stuff
still
that's
around.
Crazy.
I know. But I was just like, no, this can't be real, because it's in a package.
They're real. Yeah, they're alive and well.
I mean, they weren't seahorses. They don't look anything like
they're
say
like,
they were.
They're like bacteria, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, my brothers told me those are fake. Don't ever buy them.
No, they're real. They're just not animals in the same sense of the word, I don't think.
Interesting. No. But they are cool.
Yeah, you can tell your brothers they lied to
you. Yeah, they did. One more time, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys have an awesome day today. Everyone have an awesome day. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock. There is a season to